God richly bless you. Okay, so I'm starting a new topic this morning on prayer. I'm starting a new topic on prayer, and you see, prayer is very important. Prayer is like the air we breathe as Christians. I believe you have heard it said many times that a powerful Christian is a prayerful Christian, and a prayerful Christian is a powerful Christian. And so what that means is that prayer produces power. Prayer produces power. There is something that prayer produces, and that is power. And you also need to understand that in the realms of the spirit, it is power versus power. Prayer produces strength. The Bible says, "Say unto the Lord, how majestic is your name. Through the greatness of your power, or through the greatness of your strength, will your enemies submit themselves to you." And so it means that prayer is a necessity for survival as far as this kingdom is concerned. So prayer is very important. And unfortunately, a lot of Christians don't pray, or else they do not understand the rules that governs prayer. There are rules that governs prayer. For instance, the Bible says you pray, but you don't receive answers because you pray amiss. Your prayer amiss means you pray with the wrong rules. So because you pray with the wrong rules, you don't receive anything. If we are going to pray, we are going to have to position ourselves to learn how to pray. We are going to position ourselves to learn the different kinds of prayers that there is, that the Lord has given us. And we must learn how to get results with or through prayer. How to get results through prayer. So this morning, I'm going to begin to introduce to you the subject of prayer, and it is so important. So I'm gonna give you an introduction to prayer this morning, and then from tomorrow we will begin to delve deeper and deeper into it. It is of utmost importance that every child of God is positioned to learn as much as he or she can about prayer. It is very, very important. Extremely, extremely important. So Jesus begins to teach his disciples in the book of Matthew chapter 6. In the book of Matthew chapter 6, Jesus begins to teach his disciples about prayer. And I'm going to teach you about prayer this few days. So you need to position yourself. So Jesus taught his disciples about so many, 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 many things, about several things. But then in Matthew chapter 6, and verse 5, he begins to teach them about prayer. And this is what Jesus said. He said, "And when you pray," so it's a matter of when, "and when you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites." When you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites. And so that means that there are hypocritical prayers, and God doesn't answer those. And hypocritical prayers are prayers that are offered by hypocrites, and God doesn't answer those. He said, "They love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the corners of the streets, that they may be seen by men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward." He said, "But you," "when you pray, go to your room, Shut your door. Pray to your Father who is in the secret place. And your Father who is in the secret place will reward you openly. What does that mean? That already suggests that prayers bring results. Prayers are intended to be answered. Jesus said that your Father will reward you, that your Father who is in heaven will reward you. So there are rewards that comes along with prayer. And I believe those are the answers to prayers. There are rewards that come with prayer. He said, and when you pray, listen to this. This is very important. He said, and when you pray, remember we are having an introduction to prayer this morning, and then as the days go on, we will delve deeper. He said, and when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathens do. Listen to this. And when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathens do. And I believe that is why you got to learn. I mean, that is why you got to position yourself to be baptized by the Holy Ghost. Because if you don't position yourself to be baptized by the Holy Spirit, then your prayers will be full of vain repetitions. That is very important. And this also means that part of the reason why people do not get answers to their prayers is as a result of vain repetitions. Let's learn these. For they think that they will be heard for their many words. And so that means that it is not the many words in your prayers that bring you results, but how well you pray. All these are things you need to note. It is not the many words employed in prayer that brings results, but rather how well you pray. How you apply the principles or the rules that govern prayer. Okay? He said, therefore, do not be like them. Therefore, do not be like them. Right? In other words, don't be like those who don't receive answers to their prayers. This is so amazing. He said, but you know why? You know why that expression, but you? Because you are supposed to receive answers to your prayers. You are a child of God, a born again, sanctified, spirit-filled, water-baptized child of God. And you are supposed to be getting answers to your prayers. You are supposed to be getting answers to your prayers. You are supposed to be getting answers to your prayers. So he said, but you, when you pray. But you, when you pray. And so if I can sum all this up, this is what I will tell you. But you, when you pray, pray right. Pray right. But you, when you pray, pray right. Pray right. Pray right. Don't be like them. Pray right. And so this suggests that there are prayers that receive answers. And there are prayers that do not receive answers. There are prayers that bring results. And there are prayers that do not bring results. These are very powerful. And we got to learn these. There are prayers that bring results. And there are prayers that do not bring results. And so, what kind of prayers are you offering? Your prayers are either producing results or they are not.
Your prayers are either effecting changes, the necessary changes, or they are not. Your prayers are either answered or they are not. Your prayers are either received or they are not. Therefore, do not be like them. For your Father, your father, that means we pray to the Father. We pray to the Father. For your Father, that means we pray to the Father. We pray to the Father. We don't pray to the Son. We don't pray to the Spirit. Put this down. We pray to the Father. And by the way, let me give it to you. We pray to the Father in the name of Jesus. Because Jesus has given us the power of attorney to use his name. Jesus has given us the power of attorney to use his name. Right? To use his name. So we pray to the Father in the name of Jesus. Right? So he says, therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows the things you have need of before you ask him. This is so powerful. Your father knows that you have need of the things that you ask him for before you ask him. Why? Because he sees. But is it not amazing that he sees, but yet he said you must ask him? Because he wants you to pray. He wants you to pray. Because he wants you to know what prayer does and what prayer produces, and more so what prayers can bring. He says, then, verse 9, in this manner, therefore, pray. In this manner, therefore, pray. In other words, there is a prescribed way of praying. In this manner, therefore, pray. In other words, there is a manner in which to pray. And if you don't pray according to that, your prayers will not be answered. And so those who don't receive answers to their prayers, do not pray according to the manner in which the Lord Jesus has taught that prayers should be offered. This is so powerful. He said, in this manner, therefore, pray. What you need to understand is that he did not say you must pray this exact same prayers, but in this manner. So this is like a model. You see, this is like a model. This is like a model. It is a model prayer. It is a model that you develop. You see, it is a model that guides your prayer. And so he said, our Father in heaven. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Our Father in heaven, may your name be hallowed. Listen to this. Our Father in heaven, may your name be hallowed. Now let me make some notes here because I don't want to forget what the Holy Spirit is telling me. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Just a second. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. What does that mean? It means that any type of prayer, any form of prayer begins with thanksgiving. And that is why I'm very deliberate, even about this our morning devotion, that we do not just start, but that we start with thanksgiving and adoration. He said, in this manner, therefore, pray. In this manner, therefore, pray. In this manner, therefore, pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And so it means that prayers must begin with thanksgiving. In other words, the prayers that will be answered by the Lord must begin with the giving of thanks. And so if you don't pray with thanksgiving, your prayers will not be answered. This manner therefore pray: Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And so whenever you go to God to pray, you must begin with thanksgiving. You must begin with thanksgiving. You must thank him for who he is. You must thank him for what he does. And you must thank him for even the opportunity to come before his presence, to lift up prayers before him. After this manner, therefore pray: Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. And so if there is not a hallowed be your name inverted commas that serves as an introduction to prayer, to your prayers, that serves as some form of salutation to your prayer, then you are not praying right. So prayers must first and foremost begin with thanksgiving and adoration and worship unto the Lord. That is how you begin to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. And then verse 10, it says, your kingdom come. Listen to this. I have said this as an introduction, right? So I'm not really going to delve deeper into this. Your kingdom come. Your kingdom. Your kingdom. So in other words, the kingdom of God must come down. And so what prayer is enforcing on the earth God's kingdom. Is enforcing on the earth. Listen to this. Enforcing on the earth. Enforcing into circumstances the kingdom of God. And so it means that is why he says that when you pray, you don't receive answers because you pray amiss. Because anyone who offers prayer must be like an advocate who goes to court to argue a case. He must also be like the judge who interprets the law. You must know the law. And so anyone that offers prayer must know the word. Prayers don't just get answered, because if you don't know the word, you will never know what God's kingdom is, and you will never know what God's kingdom is like. But the word of God teaches us what God's kingdom is, and it teaches us what God's kingdom is like. So if we do not know what God's kingdom is and what is it like, we cannot enforce it. We cannot bring it down. We cannot call it to come. Understand that. Thy kingdom come. For instance, let me give you an example. For instance, if you don't know that, how do I put this? Okay, let me put that this way, because I always want to put it in the most simplistic term so that you can understand. For instance, there is no sickness, there is no poverty in the kingdom of God. Of course, I mean, we talked about, you know, some of these things, and so you are clued up. You know about them. For instance, there is no poverty. There is no sickness. There is no sicknesses and diseases in God's kingdom. And so it means that up there, no one gets sick. Right? If you don't know that, you will not be able to enforce that in any given situation. in any given situation. So listen to this. He says, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thy kingdom come, listen to this. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And so you see, the kingdom of God is run by God's will. Are you getting the understanding? The common feature of God's kingdom is God's will. You must know the will of God in order to enforce it. And so after you have given thanks, the next thing is enforcing God's will. But you got to know it. You got to know what God's will is. You must know that it is the will of God for one to prosper. You must know that it is the will of God, you know, for you, to live in divine health and wholeness. You must know that it is the will of God, for doors to be opened for you. You must know what is God's will. You must know what is God's will. And that is why Jesus taught his disciples a lot of things about God's kingdom. He taught them about a lot of things about God's kingdom, about kingdom culture, before he even began to, talk to them about prayer. So you got to know. You got to know in order to enforce. If you don't know, you cannot enforce. If you don't know, you engage it wrongly. So for instance, let me give you an example. You say, Father, heal me. Heal me, O Lord. Heal me, O Lord. Heal me, O Lord. Heal me, O Lord. That doesn't get you healed. It's just like someone saying, I'm hungry. I'm hungry. Gets fed. You must know that the food has been prepared for you, and go eat it. Take it and apply. So you must know what has been accomplished before you can apply. And so there is a lot of dynamics to prayer. It is not just your standing and praying. There is a lot that must be going on in your spirit and in your mind when it comes to prayer and getting your prayers answered. So he said, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come. He said, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And so what prayers do, amongst other things, is that the prayer that you offer must establish God's will in your life, in your nation, in your community, in any given circumstance, as it is in heaven. Right? But because we are seated with Christ in heavenly places, we already know what is in heaven. Get this. Get this. Because we are seated with Christ in heavenly places, we already know what has already been accomplished in heaven. We already know how it is in heaven. Therefore, we are able to enforce it in any given situation. Are you getting the understanding? Do you get it? You see, because we are seated with Christ in heavenly places, we already know how it is like in heaven. Therefore, we are able to enforce it. We are able to enforce in situations, in circumstances, how it is in heaven. And then he says, give us this day our daily bread. Give us this day our daily bread. And so if prayers are going to be effective, prayers must be daily. We must also know that give us this day as our daily bread talks about God's provision. It talks about God's provision. And so what that means is that we can call in God's provision. He said, forgive us our trespasses or our debts as we forgive our debtors. Forgive us our debts or our trespasses as we forgive our debtors. And so that automatically means that, like David said, if I have iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. So that means that the one who stands to offer prayers must make sure that his hands are clean and his heart is pure, or else prayers will not be answered. Don't lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil, from the evil one. And then he says, for yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory. So that sums up the fact that the child of God who prays, prays from a kingdom position, and that prayer that the child of God offers produces power. And so you can run them like this. Prayer begins with thanksgiving, then supplication. Thanksgiving, then supplication, then supplication. And that is why, if you look at, give us this day as our daily bread, I said that has a dual application. That is, prayers must be offered daily. And secondly, we pray to bring in provision. Let me go through this with you quickly. In the book of Luke chapter 18, and we're not going to read, I'm just going to tell you the story. There is a story of a widow and a judge. And so this judge was supposed to rule a case in favor of this widow. And he wasn't doing it. And so the Bible says that in every day, it was a parable that Jesus told to illustrate that men always ought to pray and not to faint. In other words, men always ought to pray. That talks about the daily offering of prayer, that men always ought to pray and not to faint or not to give up. So there is a parable that Jesus told in the book of Luke chapter 18, about this widow and a judge. This widow needed this judge to rule some case in her favor, and the judge wouldn't do it. So the Bible says that this lady set her heart, you know, to go to the judge, to pursue this judge every day. Well, God is the judge of our souls. He is the judge of our souls. You know, God is the judge of our souls. And the Bible says that this lady will go to this judge on a daily, every day. When the judge is eating, the woman will be there. When the judge is about to go out, the woman will be there. She was always pestering this judge until the judge told himself to rule the matter in the lady's favor, because that lady is getting him wearied. And that talks about the daily offering of prayer, which is importunity in prayer. If prayers are going to be answered, prayers must be importunistic. Importunistic. That is importunity in prayer. In other words, you must persist in prayer. You must persist in prayer. You must not give up. You must give us this day. Every day, prayers must be offered. Every day, morning, afternoon. Because understand that when we talk about a day, we are talking about morning and evening. So every day, morning and evening, prayers must be offered. In other words, when you set your heart to pray about something, there's got to be a dimension of importunity. There's got to be a dimension of importunity. In other words, you don't stop until you have the answers in your hands. If prayers are going to be answered, prayers must be importunistic. In other words, it must be offered and offered and offered and offered. You must pray, 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 pray. You must rappella, 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 rappella. Huh? You must tandaza, tandaza, tandaza until your prayers are answered. Praise the name of the living God. Importunity in prayer. Now, in the book of Matthew chapter 17 and verse 21, there is also a scripture about this guy who comes to the disciples of Jesus with his child who had been vexed with the devil, and they tried to cast the demon out and they couldn't, and the man took the child to Jesus and Jesus drove out the demon, and later they went to Jesus and they said, Lord, why could we not cast out? And Jesus said, such goeth not out but by fasting and prayer, and prayer, but by fasting and prayer. So that means continuous prayer. But well, Jesus was able to get results because he was a man who was prayed up. And that is why it is necessary for us to speak in tongues, because when you speak in tongues, you stir up your spirit. You stir up your spirit. And it must be a daily thing. You stir up your spirit so that when you declare, it can be established. And so this is very important. And this is an introduction to prayer. The Bible says that Jesus prayed always. Jesus prayed always. Jesus prayed always. When Jesus was baptized, the Bible says when he came up, he was praying and the heavens opened. It means that prayers opens the heavens. It means that prayers opens the heavens. And so tomorrow, what we are going to do is we are going to look at the prayer life of Jesus. Of course, Jesus is our example. Jesus is our example. He's the high priest of our profession. You know, he's the high priest. So he is the high priest who intercedes, who offers prayers for us forever. That's what the Bible says. Jesus is the high priest who offers prayers for us forever. And so it means that he is our example. We need to look unto him. We need to follow his prayer life and inculcate or imbibe that prayer life. And when we do that, then we will get the results that Jesus got. But prayer is very important, especially in the life of the believer. A prayerless Christian is a powerless Christian. A prayerful Christian is a powerful Christian. And so it is of utmost importance that we position ourselves to pray. It is of utmost importance. It is of utmost importance that we position ourselves to pray, because prayer is very important. Prayer is necessary. As far as the life of the believer is concerned, daily prayer, even so, is much more necessary. As far as the life of the Christian, the life of the child of God is concerned. And so God bless you. God bless you. You know, this morning we are going to pray, but I want you to know that there are two dynamics to prayer. Number one is that prayers must be offered with thanksgiving before supplication, and then prayers must be ended with thanksgiving. Prayers must be offered with thanksgiving, then supplication, and then ended with thanksgiving. Let's lift up our voice and thank the Lord. Father, we give you praise. We give you all the glory. We thank you for your word that has been taught to us this morning. We bless your holy name, O Lord. We adore and exalt your holy name. You are a good God. You are a blessed Father. And there is none like you, and none can be compared unto you. Father, we thank you. We bless your holy name. We adore you. We thank you for the ability of the Spirit. We thank you for the opportunity that you give us to come and hear your word. We thank you for the opportunity to pray. We thank you, because if you did not call us, we wouldn't be able to come to you. We couldn't have been able to come to you. But we are able to come before your presence because you called us. Therefore, Father, we thank you. We thank you also for the opportunity to present our petition before you. And we thank you for answered prayer. Therefore, I want us all to lift up our voices and command this day and declare that this day will answer to us with honor and with favor. Come on, lift up your voice. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lima Sagaruski, we thank you. We bless your holy name. We give you all the adoration and all the honor, O Lord. Father, we declare that this day will bring forth good things, that this day will bless us in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we declare that as we step out this day, only good will come to us. 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 Father, in the name of Jesus, we declare that as we step out this day, only good will come to us. 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 Only good will come to us in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you because it is done in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you so much. I also want to pray for these, your people, that indeed today, testimonies will be the order of the day, will be a common feature as far as their lives are concerned, that today they will hear good news, that today doors will be open for them to the glorification of your name. Father, we thank you, O Lord. We bless your holy name. And we ask that indeed this week you will teach us about prayer so that we can be positioned to pray and pray right. We will be positioned to pray prayers that bring answers, that produces results. We bless you, O Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.